This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It is Friday, December the 13th of 2024. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and the Civic Media app. Another below zero start this morning, but the good news is, as we were walking in this morning, the wind was calm. So it makes it feel a lot better, and things are going to start to warm up. We'll find out all the details for the weekend weather forecast when Brittany Merlot joins us in a few minutes' time. But yesterday it was cold whenever you walked anywhere. For walking over to the parking garage or anything else, it was just nippy, and you added that wind that put the wind chill factors way down there. Just not very pleasant, but much better today. We'll see some sunny skies, temperature actually getting back well above zero, and then back towards even the freezing mark and beyond in the next few days. Again, all the details coming up with Brittany Merlot in just a few minutes. Also coming up in this first hour, we are going to hear a conversation that I had on Wednesday with Andy Brandt. He is a former Wausau West High School hockey star. He was a graduate of West back in 2001. He was somebody that then went on to play hockey at the University of Wisconsin, won a national championship with the Badgers in 2006, and then played professional hockey for 6 years, and then went on to be a coach. And even right now, he's up in Canada, in Alberta, at a junior world championships. He's a part of the coaching staff for Team USA, and he's also the head coach and general manager right now of the Madison Capitals. And he's the brother of a current Wausau West hockey coach, BJ Brandt. Just a very interesting guy who's already filled up a huge hockey resume, and he's only 41 years old. Going to hear from Andy Brandt, really a terrific representative of Central Wisconsin. He'll be our interview guest coming up at the bottom of this first hour as well. Heading towards the weekend, and again, we always like to be totally transparent here.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
And this morning, me and Ian came in early. Ian earlier than I did.
Yeah.
Because this morning at 8 a.m., the award ceremony for the 2024 Win Brockmeyer Award is being held. And I am very honored and privileged to be part of the committee that chooses the winner of the Win Brockmeyer Award every year. The Brockmeyer is an award that is given to the outstanding senior football player of the greater Wausau area. The schools involved in the Brockmeyer every year are Wausau West, Wausau East, D.C. Everest, and Newman Catholic. Coaches and the schools nominate a senior football player for the award, and then a member of the sports staff, Ben Helwig of Channel 7, along with the four athletic directors, meet to hear presentations about each of the players. And then we vote and we decide who the winner of the Brockmeyer will be. This award has been going on since 1996. The winner receives a $1,500 scholarship. The other three receive a $500 scholarship, and it's just a wonderful event. It's really something special where the players and their families, their parents, their siblings, grandparents, coaches, I mean, it's really a big, big deal. It's our mini version of the Heisman Trophy here in Central Wisconsin. So since I am part of the committee, I'm part of the presentation. We're pre-recording here early on Friday morning. We just came That's in right. early to do part of the show. The good news is the Community Foundation of Central Wisconsin hosts the event, and that's right across the street from our studios here in downtown Wausau. They're also at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, just across the way here in downtown Wausau. So I will be back be live at some point in the second hour. But really, really happy to be part of this great event, and it's something that is just very, very special. So this first part of the show will be a pre-record. Ian will be back live in a few minutes talking to Brittany Merlot. Are you ready for that? I'm going to let you take the steering wheel here.
Ready as I'll ever be. I'm very excited for it.
Well, the thing about it is I thought, well, what happens if, you know, would you be ready if I was to, you know, have a flat tire on my way to work or not be able to make it in? Would you be able to grab a hold of the baton and just take it over and make me forgettable?
Well, I don't think I could ever make you forgettable, but I think I could hold my own at least for the first hour.
No, I want you to be able to take right over. What if I keeled over? Then all of a sudden it'd be the Ian Welch Show.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, well, but we'll work towards that. But that's coming up as well. Last night was, another hockey game that's just draining me. These games are draining me right now. It was such an exciting game. Last night was the start of the Marathon Cup tournament over at Green Heck Turner Ice Arena over at DC Everest. The first semifinal had the Wausau West Warriors taking on Bozeman. And Wausau West has won 17 consecutive Marathon Cup championships, and that means they've won.
Incredible.
And that's two games every year. And they had won in a consolation round 18 years ago, so they have had a 35-game winning streak going into last night's game. And it was just nip and tuck. It was scoreless after the first period. Warriors scored early in the second, but Mosinee responded almost immediately, so it was 1-1. It stayed that way for the rest of the second period. It stayed that way to the third period. So we went to overtime. And then 50 seconds into the extra session, Chase Crass, which light the lamp, he took a feed from Cooper DePoit right in front and was able to beat the Mosinee goaltender Aiden Karst 50 seconds into overtime. So the Warriors won it by a score of 2-1. Just another totally exciting Marathon Cup semifinal. So Wausau West moves on to the championship round tomorrow night at 7:30, taking on the host DC Everest. DC Everest in the second semifinal last night defeated East Merrill United by a score of 3-1. But and again, I don't know. I'm getting too old for this. I think I'm getting just, you know, these. And Tuesday had a thriller over at Marathon Park. Last night had a thriller over at Green Heck Turner.
There's a lot of games happening.
Oh, man. No kidding. I mean, but so, and again, the Marathon Cup is special. And if you have a chance out there, I wrote a blog posting about this. If you go to the Chad Holmes Show page at WXCO.FM, you'll see our archive of our previous episodes, but also I have my blog there. And I wrote a blog about the Marathon Cup, and I wrote about how I've been going to the Marathon Cup for like 40 years now, around 40 years, because I went to school at DC Everest, and I would go to the Marathon Cup games. And back then, me and friends would have to get over to Marathon Park, because back in those days, that's where the tournament was held, not at DC Everest.
Right.
And talked about, you know, remembering going there, and remember one night during the Marathon Cup, I was in the crowd, and I was there to watch DC Everest, because that's where I was going to school. And Everest scored against, I forget who it was, either East or West or Mosinee. And back then, the crowd would have the tradition of yelling "Civ" at the at the opposing goaltender. That was a tradition that was started at the Badger games. I think they still do it at the Badger games. And
so what does that mean?
A sieve is like an opening. And the goalie had an opening. So he's like a big opening. So it's like a wide open shot into the net. It's basically saying you stink. So everybody yells Siv, you know, and it was like, but the athletic director, the longtime athletic director at DC Everest, was a man named Jack Overgaard. And he was a very energetic guy. I tell you, he was like always all over the place. He was running around. He was just a very, very active guy, a very enthusiastic guy. And, you know, the athletic directors are always there making sure that everybody stays, under control, doing the right things. Yeah. And I remember Jack Overgaard grabbing my arm and saying, no, you're not doing that. Can't do that. And there's all these other people that are doing it as well. But he's grabbing my arm and saying, no, you just cannot do that. And it's just been a tradition for decades. I think the first year, if I'm not mistaken, for the Marathon Cup, because I saw the cup last night. Because Wausau West has held the cup. So when the game is over at the end of the championship round, whoever wins it takes it back to their school. And they have it in the trophy case for the next year. And then when the tournament starts, the team that holds the Marathon Cup, they'll bring it back. And they will, you know, and I happened to go downstairs by the Wausau West locker room before the game yesterday to do the pregame interview, and just sitting there was the Marathon Cup. So I took a picture of it. If you go to my social media, you can see the Marathon Cup. And it has a little part of it at the bottom. It has a little plaque for every year. It's like, and the first one I saw was 1977, won by Mosini back in seven. I think that was the first year it was held. And then it's been held every year since then. And
it's a long time.
It has been a long time. But one of the cool things is where so many people from all over the community come in. They come from Mosini. They come from East and come from West and come from DC Everest. And usually we have games where everybody's off doing their own thing. But this time you have a chance to have a lot of people fill in and come and be part of one huge event. There's also a special food drive, a drive to help those in need, where the teams compete to see who is able to raise the most, which is always fun as well. And just so much going on with it. And it's just a fantastic event. So if you have an opportunity, go to the Marathon Cup's consolation and championship round coming up tomorrow night. The consolation game will feature East Merrill United and Mosini at 5:30. The championship round will have Wausau West and DC Everest at 7:30. And if you can't make it, you can tune in right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, the West Everest game in the championship at 7:30.
And try not to shout a Siv while you're doing it.
No.
Don't do that.
I've outgrown that. So
I'm glad you have.
Coming up next, Ian will be talking about the weather with Brittany Merlot as we continue here on the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Post Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM. The AM is not working right now, so we're trying to get that fixed, but online at WXCO.FM and online at bullfalls.com and on the Civic Media app as well. Well, as you may have noticed, I am not the voice of Chad Holmes. This is your engineer, producer, Ian Welsh, taking the reins on this segment as Chad is currently at the win a Brockmire Awards once. And you know, honestly, it's actually a beautiful morning for it because the sun is out. I can see a blue sky outside the window here. And thankfully, it's not very windy. And also, the temperature will be going up as far as I saw. But well, you don't want to hear the weather advice from me because I don't know a lot about the weather. But somebody who does know about the weather and weather, I can tell us all about it for this coming weekend, is our friend and a meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Woohoo! The weekend is here. Friday, the warm-up is on our back doorstep. We're almost to it. Gotta love it.
Oh, absolutely. It's just the temperatures last night were like incredibly hard to, but thankfully I was looking ahead into this weekend. It actually should be going up like significantly, especially going into Sunday. Is that right?
Yes, it is. So we actually, some spots in the Northwoods got even colder last night than the other night, right? So the winds calmer, the wind chills weren't as bad, but we hit 17 below into Rhinelander this morning. Is way worse than the actual temperatures were yesterday morning. So we've hit rock bottom. We can only go up from here.
Absolutely.
And we will. We've got those winds barely moving right now. They're starting to shift to out of the south. And then by this afternoon and evening, they're going to start to get a little feisty, become a little breezy. But the south wind is a good wind if you want it to be warmer. And it surely, surely is going to be. So all throughout the day today, we will climb to highs of about 15 degrees. That's significant compared to yesterday.
Absolutely.
We'll take a little dip, right? So we'll hit 15 degrees this afternoon. We'll take a little dip around 8 o'clock, probably falling to about 8 degrees. So 8 o'clock, 8 degrees, pretty easy to remember. And then we go up from there. So overnight, midnight, we're starting to hit some warmer temperatures. And in fact, we are going to be looking at hitting 30 degrees by 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. This is when trouble starts. We have a big system on our back doorstep. So it's going to be pushing into western Wisconsin a little bit earlier in the afternoon, headed our way by about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And it looks right now like it's going to be snow first because our temperature's at 30, still below freezing. So we'll get a quick accumulation of 1 to 2 inches or so.
Right.
And the temperatures keep going up. So we're going to climb above freezing by about 4 p.m. into the mid 30s. And then we could see a wintry mix of some sleet, some freezing rain, and then switching over to regular rain as we roll into our Sunday. So we have potential for some ice accumulations by tomorrow night and into Sunday morning.
That could be incredibly dangerous.
Yes, I hate ice storms. They're the worst. I'd rather have all rain or all snow.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a wild ride for sure. So we'll have that snow turning to ice. Then it'll start to melt. So we don't have to worry too much about shoveling. We don't have to do that because it's going to be melting. Sunday's highs will be in the upper 30s.
Oh my gosh. Well, it sounds like it's going to be, you know, a little bit of a roller coaster. You know, it's going to be
weather whiplash.
Yeah. Yep. Weather whiplash. It's going to be nice. And then if we're going to hit with the hard stuff, then back to nice again. But just to give you a prediction, do you think we're going to have a white Christmas this year, or do you think it's going to, you know, stay a seasonable?
It's a little dicey. So behind this system that comes in Monday and into Tuesday, the temperatures do fall behind that. So we do have chances for some snow by Tuesday morning. Very light, very quick. But then next week, our temperatures are kind of moderate. Nothing too warm, nothing too cold. But as we go towards the holiday, it does want to fling some lake effect snow, and it does want to send a few more systems. But where those systems go, right now the models are showing them all over the place. Like earlier this week, it looked like we were going to have a white Christmas. Now today, maybe not. So that is a little hard to forecast at this point. I do think and I do hope we'll all at least have an inch or so.
Oh, absolutely. I really hope that the snowmobile trails get to open. I know we were talking about yesterday how they were starting to open up north, but not really around here, but you know,
yeah,
hopefully we get a little
I wish.
More
we've got this light fluffy snow that just keeps melting as our temperatures get warmer. It's been crazy. I mean, earlier last week, what, we were in the 50s, we fall sub-zero, going back to the 40s. Just up and down, up and down. But that's, you know, early in the season, that is the case usually. And we do usually get a nice storm or two before we get our big snow dumpings. So I guess it's our price to pay.
Absolutely. And that sudden a jump from hot to cold, then back to hot again, can make you sick. So you go.
Yeah.
So you gotta make sure you take your vitamins. Some people drink plenty of water and get plenty of rest because the weather is going to be a little chaotic these next few days.
It sure is. And I think it got me because I've got a cold right now as those temperatures have been on a roller coaster. So yeah, good advice. Good advice.
Definitely
there.
Something nasty going around. But Brittany, we want to thank you, as always, for keeping us informed about the forecast. We hope you have a great weekend, and we look forward to talk to you on Monday.
Thanks, you too. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay warm today.
Thank you, Brittany. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was Brittany Merlot, as always, keeping us informed and up to date with the latest forecast, and always a lot of fun. Of course, we live in Wisconsin, so you never know how the weather's going to be. You know, it's Wisconsin where the seasons are made, the temperatures are made up, and the seasons don't matter. Well, coming up next on the show, Chad is still at the Win Brockmeyer Awards. However, we do have a nice pre-recorded conversation that he had with Handy Brandt that we had in the Big High School Sports Show on Wednesday. So that's coming up after an information update, news, weather, and sports at the top and bottom of every hour. All right. This is the Chad Holmes Show, and I'm Ian Welsh. Welsh, we'll be back in a few minutes.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
And welcome back to Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. On Wednesday, I had an opportunity to talk to a really impressive man. 2001 graduate of Wausau West, played hockey at Wausau West, played hockey at the University of Wisconsin, was part of their 2006 national championship team. He went on to play professional hockey for 6 years, and he's been in coaching since then, including stops at St. Norbert College as an assistant and the University of Wisconsin. Now the head coach and general manager of the Madison Capitals of the United States Hockey League, Andy Brandt, and had a chance again to talk to him from Alberta, where he's actually part of a United States coaching staff, but we'll get into that a little bit later on. But here's that conversation with Andy Brandt.
Thank you.
I wanted to start a little bit because this is the Big High School Sports Show, and of course you had a stellar career at Wausau West, All-State a couple of times, graduated in 2001. This week, big week with the Marathon Cup, had the big game against Stevens Point last night, packed Marathon Park Ice Arena, just a fantastic atmosphere. As you think back to your years at Wausau West, what was maybe the biggest highlight? What sticks with you all these years later from your high school days?
Well, I think for me personally, it's kind of where I popped. Coming in as a freshman, I didn't really know what to expect. There was a great group of guys in front of us there. I think when you talk about kind of where West started to gain some traction was with, you know, BJ's group, maybe a group or two older than BJ's group. And then every class that followed was really, really talented. And I think above all else, we competed pretty hard. I think Pete doesn't get enough credit sometimes, certainly for the players that come through that program. A lot of them leave as more mature, better people. But a memory that sticks out, ironically, probably would be losing in the state finals my junior year. Really talented group. I think we lost to Madison Memorial. But just the experience of being able to go to four state tournaments was really, really special.
What does the Marathon Cup mean to you?
or meant to you?
Well, we had a lot of success. I think the rivalry piece of knowing that Marathon County, like, we always took pride in being the best or wanting to be the best in our area. So I think I could be wrong here. I think we won it three times and we lost it to East 1 year, if I remember correctly. But just the competition, the fan base, you said it last night, a packed Marathon Park. Can be a really electric, fun place. And as a student athlete, that's one of the things that you cherish about sports is being able to play in front of your student body and have, you know, your friends and family be there to cheer you on. And it can create a really fun environment.
You mentioned Pete Susans as a coach. And one of the things that kind of jumps out when, you know, I'm getting ready to talk to you again, and I just go back and recap your biography. It's amazing your hockey journey, how much has occurred, and you're still a very young guy. I mean, in terms of your hockey life, you still have so much in front of you. But as a coach now, what do you take away from what you remembered with what Pete did during those days? Are there things that you now, being a coach, appreciate even more about what Pete Susans was as a coach back during your high school days?
Yeah, I think the thing that you don't recognize in the moment is the relationship and how important the coach-player relationship is. And I think Pete, we all felt Pete really cared about us as people. And I think once you're able to establish that connection with a young man or with a player, I think that's really when you see him grow. Because we as people, obviously, when there's people that believe in you and show a care factor, there's a little bit more for you as an athlete. You know, when Pete asks you about your class schedule, asks you about your family, asks you about your social life, it's not necessarily always about hockey. And I think that's what he did really, really well, is we all knew that could he be firm and get upset? Yeah, certainly. And we all experienced it. But it was coming from a place of care. Like, he truly wanted to make us not only better hockey players, but better people.
Again, we're talking to Andy Brandt, the head coach and general manager of the Madison Capitals, Wausau West grad, University of Wisconsin national champion, and been basically a hockey lifer, and glad to have him here on the Big High School Sports Show. One of the aspects of this program is we bring on student athletes, and we talk to them about, you know, their sports, their school, everything that's going on, and often we talk about what they hope to do in the future. And one aspect that hockey is a little different than maybe some of the other sports is you can be one of the best hockey players here in the state of Wisconsin at the high school level, middle school level, you know, juniors and all the likes. The road to getting to the University of Wisconsin, the road to getting to a professional career, I think is in some ways a lot more difficult. A lot is asked of hockey players and their families, and you being with the Capitals and obviously on that road, and you've seen it at St. Norbert and at Wisconsin as a coach as well. What are maybe a little bit of advice, maybe a little bit of wisdom that maybe parents of hockey players that are just, you know, very young and getting towards the high school level, and even high school athletes, about the challenges that you found in your playing career, where you went on to, you know, play at Wisconsin, play in the pros for 6 years. The journey, it can be very difficult, even for the most talented hockey players, right?
Yeah, I think, I mean, if I'm looking back on it, I think it's changed a little bit. I do think there's more pressure on kids these days. I do think at times it gets a little too specific in terms of, you know, what's asked of a student athlete year round nowadays. I personally never felt the pressure. I do think in order to have longevity in your career, I do think you need some breaks. Work ethic is always important. There's players with God-given talent. There's players with work ethic. And all of us as people will compare ourselves to others. I think comparison can be the root of all evil. I think us as individuals, especially in today's society with social media and the availability to compare yourself to others, I just think you have to focus on yourself. I think the family aspect is really important. I think the support and guidance from not only your family, but the people you surround yourself with is really important. And it's not necessarily support in terms of what they're doing with a specific sport. It's just encouraging them to be themselves, to stick with the process. You mentioned hockey is a little bit different. It can be a long game. I, for example, didn't go into the University of Wisconsin until I was 20 years old. Mm-hmm. So I had to, a little bit non-traditional. I played all 4 years of high school hockey. Some kids will leave early these days. But one thing I remember specifically from my parents is I did want to leave early. I did want to go play juniors my senior year. And I thank my mom and dad every day now that I didn't. It was important for me. And the one thing I remember them saying all the time is we grew up with a friendship group and a team, and it wouldn't be fair to them if I left. So that relationship, I didn't, in the moment, I didn't see it. I didn't understand it. I certainly do now. So I just think those kind of hints or that kind of guidance of a young man that I didn't see in the moment, I look back on now, and it was really, really important. And I think it helped me grow. It helped me understand the importance of playing the long game. And it's okay to not rush to something that I think might be better personally. So really lucky to have my mom and dad give me that advice. And again, I didn't necessarily agree with it or want to hear it, but it was really important for me. So that piece of just the support and not putting pressure on the student athlete, just guiding them along, giving them what they need. And sometimes it's advice and sometimes it's tough love. But all of it's important. And at the end of the day, if you're willing to work hard and stick with the process and see things through, I'm a true believer that it typically works out for you.
You've had, you know, opportunities to recruit at St. Norbert's and at Wisconsin, and now as the coach and the GM with the Capitals, and you work down in Atlanta right after your playing career as well. What do you look for kids at the high school level right now? I mean, obviously you keep an eye on, you know, when you were, you know, bringing kids up to the college level, and obviously you said there's that little gap sometimes where you go from high school to the juniors and then to the college level, and now especially when you're with the Capitals. What is it that you look at? Maybe for, say, kids that were at Wausau West right now, or kids that are playing here in central Wisconsin, what is it that you look at that say, okay, these are the kids that are going to be able to make those next steps? Or again, maybe when you talk to them and say, hey, there's one thing that you often see that they need to do better or need to be thinking about before taking those next steps?
Yeah, Chad, like for me, my recruiting thought process really changed when I got to St. Norbert College, and I worked for Tim, mm-hmm. Tim Coughlin. And man, that was probably the most important time I had in my career as a coach, just being able to surround myself with Coach Coughlin and watch him interact with players, understand why they've had the success that they've had prior to me getting there, and what was really important to him. Obviously the skill piece, most kids in today's game have skill. Most kids in today's game can skate. One thing that Coach Coughlin put a premium on was character. No issues off the ice. We put a premium on leadership, guys that wore letters at their school or junior program. We really tried to interact with them. The recruiting piece is about relationship building and getting able or being able to connect with not only the player, but their family is really important. So And it's something I've tried to carry to Wisconsin for a year, and certainly here in Madison, is making sure we're getting the right player character-wise in our locker room. Because, like I said, a lot of kids are talented these days, but there are small things that'll separate guys. Body language is important to us. And I say that in all fairness, like I was a really emotional kid, especially at Wausau West. And I had to learn to kind of harness that. And I had a coach that allowed me and taught me to do that. And that's why it's really important to get to know the kid, the player, the family. That piece is really important because you get to learn a little bit more about them every time you talk to them or ask questions. So talent is there. There's a lot of talented kids out there. I put a premium on the character of the kid, their family, our conversations, how we interact, because that's how we learn a little bit how to coach a player. And I think that relationship piece is really important.
We'll have more with Andy Brandt in just a moment. Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO.
Life is so strange when you don't know. How can you tell where you're going to? You can't be sure of any situation. Something could change and then you won't know.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip.
Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Continuing a conversation that I had on Wednesday with Andy Brandt. Again, he is a Wausau West grad, helped the Wausau West hockey team to four consecutive state tournaments back during his high school days, graduated again in 2001, went on to play college hockey at the University of Wisconsin, including a national championship in 2006, and has been coaching ever since then. But here, continuing our conversation with Andy Brandt.
One thing I would love to have had if BJ could have been part of this conversation is the coaching pathways, because BJ's been on staff at Wausau West for a very long time. He's doing just a fantastic job with the young men here at Wausau West, and you've had to move around a little bit. And I think whenever I look at coaching, especially assistant coaches, but all coaches at the college level, and in your case in hockey at the junior levels, there can be a lot of movement. What are some of the challenges that you've had in your coaching career since you ended your playing career, went right into coaching? What is it like where you have these different situations you have to move? Obviously, it must have been difficult. You took the leap to go from St. Norbert's to Wisconsin, knowing the situation where there was that possibility it could be, you know, a change after a year, and unfortunately that did happen. As you look at your coaching career and then BJ's, where he's been here at Wausau West for such a long time, what kind of different challenges are there when different pathways within your family?
Well, it's a supportive wife. My wife Ashley is extremely supportive, encouraging. Obviously I'm not able to do what I do without her support, and now we have two young kids, you know, their support, and I appreciate Live Barn more than people know. because I am away and I don't get to watch my son play as often as I'd like. But it's just the support system and the people around you that allow you to do the things you love to do. And I truly love to coach. I've gotten younger in terms of the age of players that I've coached throughout my career. I started up in pro hockey and kind of got catapulted into that, which was an unbelievable learning experience for me. Then I went to the D3 level with Coach Coughlin at St. Norbert, where players usually came in at 20 years old to the Division III school. Then at University of Wisconsin, where you're, you know, coaching and recruiting 16 to 18 year old kids. Kids will come in at 18 years old. And now here I am in junior hockey, where, you know, we do coach 16 year olds up to 20 year olds. So the pathway, I wouldn't change it for anything. Like I said, I think the move from pro hockey to St. Norbert College was so pivotal in my career, and being able to learn from Coach Coughlin and be around him for 5 years. And he was a really large part in my move to the University of Wisconsin, because I wasn't sure I wanted to do it as much as people probably would say on the outside. Like, it was an awesome move, but I wasn't sure I wanted to do it, knowing some circumstances. And then Coach really pushed me to do it. And I knew Coach Osiecki, Mark Osiecki, from my time playing for him. So I had that relationship with him. And I know he played a huge role in getting me there as a coach. And then Tony Granato. I didn't know Tony, but man, talk about an unbelievable human being and how he treats people and how he does things. And, you know, even though it didn't work, I keep in touch with Mark and Tony weekly. They reach out, the connections, Coach Coughlin, him and I were exchanging some text messages last night. So as a coach moving around, you try to keep in touch with some of the guys that have kind of taught you or guys you look up to. And I would put my brother in that boat. Mm-hmm. Certainly, him and I talk almost daily about, you know, positives and negatives at times. We can be sounding boards for each other at times. So that piece of moving around is part of the job, especially at the level sometimes that I've been able to coach. But it goes back to your support system with my wife and family, and then creating. I've been really fortunate to be able to work alongside and work with some unbelievable people, starting with Coach Coughlin and Mark and Tony, and obviously the connection with my brother. But even here in Madison, I have two unbelievable assistant coaches that are doing a great job when I'm not there. So Tom Gilbert, Dominic Zombo, obviously Tom and I had the relationship from the University of Wisconsin. So to have him there every day, Shane Conley is our goalie coach, again, a guy that I played with and coached with at the University of Wisconsin. It's about your support staff, and especially when you're a head coach, you're only as good as the people that help you out. And I'm really, really fortunate to have a lot of good people around.
And that is Andy Brandt, Owosso West hockey legend, class of 2001, and so much in terms of his resume since then in the world of hockey. We'll take a timeout, and we'll come back with hour number two of the show coming up next. Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO.
Really?
the national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.